From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. stopped Syrian talks with Russia. State Department spokesman cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces. The U.S. will continue to communicate with the Russians to reduce the possibility of conflicting counterterrorism operations. The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an end to the bombing campaign of Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
Ban Ki-moon steps down as UN Secretary General at the end of the year. During his last news conference in Geneva, he expressed regret that after 10 years in the job, there are still what he calls many fires burning around the world. And the most catastrophic crisis of all, he says, is Syria.
We are out of words to express our outrage at the carnage, especially in Aleppo.
While the warring parties are most to blame for this ongoing conflict, he says countries with influence, usually taken to mean the United States and Russia, also are responsible for ending the attacks. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. A spokesman said the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. He didn't provide specifics. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. This is VOA News. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign remains on a New York Times report that Republican candidate Donald Trump lost so much money back in the 90s that he was able to legally avoid paying taxes for nearly two decades. Democrat Hillary Clinton spoke to supporters in Ohio. She spoke against abuses by companies.
Now, I believe corporations that benefit from everything America has to offer should feel some sense of responsibility, not just to their biggest shareholders, but to their workers, to their customers, to their communities, and yes, to our country. To the United States of America.
Meanwhile, Trump told a campaign rally in Colorado that he plans to cut taxes and business regulations.
I've also made a centerpiece of my economic revitalization plan the largest middle-class tax cut since Ronald Reagan and the largest regulatory reform in American history. We're going to do that. And Hillary Clinton is going to increase your taxes very, very substantially. And she admits it. At least she admits it.
The Republican candidate got some bad news Monday. New York's Democratic Attorney General ordered Trump's charitable foundation to stop soliciting contributions until it fills out paperwork allowing it to do so. British Finance Minister Philip Hammond Monday told Conservative Party members his government would do all it could to protect the economy, economic security of the nation as it leaves the European Union.
And I understand their concerns. Business, after all, hates uncertainty. But let me repeat the pledge of the Prime Minister yesterday. As we negotiate our exit from the EU and our future relationship with it, this government will fight for the best possible deal for British business and British workers.
Hammond sought to reassure the nation that he would take whatever steps are needed to avoid the economic turbulence that many fear from Brexit. Colombia's leaders are trying to figure out what to do following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with FARC rebels. President Juan Manuel Santos planned meetings Monday with political party leaders and ordered negotiators to go back to Havana, Cuba, for talks with the FARC. Taliban insurgents are said to have overrun a sizable section of the Afghan city of Kunduz, that coming after staging a multi-pronged offensive. Heavy rains from the outer bands of Hurricane Matthew pelted Jamaica and Haiti Monday, flooding streets and sending many people to emergency shelters as the Category 4 storm moves through the Caribbean. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.